وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك أزرت مولانا سليم ساب for always making dua for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise you in rank. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, a man's life is made after Iman with the a'mal that he does and executes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Noble Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. Verily those who bring Iman and work righteous deeds, they shall have for themselves the entertainments of paradise and Jannah. So we should resolve to make our Iman perfect and very, very strong. And coupled with that, in our lives, we must do a'mal saliha and good deeds. And the various avenues and the rewards for good deeds, inshallah, Al-Aziz, we'll be discussing in these particular programs. So today we discuss the reward for teaching knowledge, writing it and narrating it as well. As Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates it, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, from among the actions and good deeds that would join a person after his death are the following: knowledge which he spread, a righteous child whom he left behind, a copy of the Quran which he left as inheritance, a masjid which he built, a house which he built for travelers and musafirs, a source of water which he caused to flow, and charity which he took out of his wealth while he was alive and healthy. The reward of all this will join him after his death. As Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person passes away, his deeds come to an end except with regard to three things: continuous charity, thawab jariyah, knowledge from which benefit is derived, a righteous child who supplicates and makes dua for his parents. As Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best thing that a person can leave behind are three: a righteous child who supplicates and makes dua for him, a continuous charity, thawabi jariya, whose reward reaches him, knowledge that is practiced upon after him. Sahal ibn Mu'adh ibn Anas narrates from his father radiallahu ta'ala anhuma that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever teaches knowledge shall receive the reward of those who practice on it, without the reward decreasing from those who practice on it. Samura ibn Jundub radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no charity like knowledge that is spread. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I not inform you of the one who is the most generous of the generous? Then he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most generous of the generous, and I am the most generous from the progeny of Adam alayhi salam, and the most generous of them after me is a person who acquired knowledge and conveyed it to others. He will be raised on the day of resurrection as an entire nation himself. Then is the person who gave his entire life to Allah until he was killed while performing jihad. Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "By Allah, a single person being guided through you is better for you than red camels." Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever calls towards guidance shall receive the reward equal to whoever follows him without their rewards being decreased in any way. And whoever calls towards misguidance shall receive the sin equal to whoever follows him without their sins being decreased in any way." Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates, "I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, 'May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep that person hale and hearty who hears something from us and conveys it exactly as he heard it.' Many a time the person who receives a message has a better memory than the one who actually heard it. Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, 'May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep that person hale and hearty who hears a hadith from us and conveys it to others.' Many a time a person bears he hears some fiqh and conveys it to someone of greater understanding than his own self. And many a time a person carries some fiqh without having any understanding himself. There are three qualities regarding which the heart of a Muslim cannot act treacherously: total devotion in deeds for the sake of Allah, giving advice to the rulers, those in charge of affairs, holding on to their group because their call is encompassed from behind them. Whoever makes this world his sole objective, Allah will render all his affairs void, will cause him to experience poverty right before his eyes, and he will receive nothing of this world except what has been destined for him. As for him who makes the hereafter his sole objective, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will safeguard all his affairs for him, give him contentment of heart, and the world will come to him while he despises it." Abu Ar-Rudayn narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "When a group of people gather around the book of Allah, studying it between themselves, they are the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the angels surround them till they get up from there or engage in some other conversation. When an alim goes out seeking knowledge out of fear that he would die before seeking it, or that it would become obliterated, then he is like a person waging jihad for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by night and day. The person whose evil deeds cause him to be held back from entering paradise will not be hastened into paradise by his lineage." Abdullah, the son of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullah alayhi, says, "I asked my father, 'Should I offer the tahajjud salat at night or should I write down knowledge instead?' So he replied, 'Write down knowledge.' The reason why he said this to his son is that the benefit of writing down knowledge extends to others as well. He will benefit from its rewards, and the reward of whosoever benefits from it in his life and forever after his death. As for the tahajjud salah, the reward of it is confined to himself alone, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best." Now, the reward for practicing on the Quran and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and holding firmly to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the noble Quran, "Qul in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum." Say, "If you love Allah, follow me," that is follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Allah will love you and forgive your sins." This ayat displays the importance of making ittiba and following our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Another ayah says in the noble Quran, "Man yuti'ir rasul faqad ata'a Allah." Whoever obeys the messenger has in fact obeyed Allah. So obedience to the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in fact the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah commanded us to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. "إنما كان قول المؤمنين إذا دعوا إلى الله ورسوله ليحكم بينهم أن يقولوا سمعنا وأطعنا وأولئك هم المفلحون ومن يطع الله ورسوله ويخشى الله ويتقه فأولئك هم الفائزون. The only reply of the believers when they are summoned towards Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in order to judge between them is to say, "We have heard and obeyed. It is such people who shall truly prosper. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and remains fearful of Allah and remains conscious of Him, it is they who shall thrive." فالذين آمنوا به وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه أولئك هم المفلحون. قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض لا إله إلا هو يحيي ويميت فآمنوا بالله ورسوله النبي الأمي الذي يؤمن بالله وكلماته واتبعوه لعلكم تهتدون. Therefore those who believed in him kept company with him, helped him, and followed the light that was sent down with him. It is they who have attained their goal. Say, O people, I am Allah's messenger to all of you, whose kingdom is in the heavens and the earth. There is no worship to anyone but Him. It is He who gives life and causes death. Believe then in Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the unlettered prophet, who has conviction in Allah in all His words, and follow Him so that you may find the way. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever eats pure and wholesome food, practices on the Sunnah, and people are safe from his evils and mischiefs, shall enter paradise." The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum replied, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is found a lot in your ummah." He replied, "It will also be found in a people after me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among them." Abu Shurayh al-Khuzayi radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out to us and said, "Don't you testify that there is none worthy of worship, and that I am the messenger of Allah?" They all replied, "Indeed." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "One side of the Quran is in the hands of Allah, and the other side is in your hands. You should therefore hold on firmly to it. If you do so, you will never go astray, and you will never ever be destroyed after holding on to it." Al-Irbad ibn Sariya radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam admonished us in such a way that the hearts would tremble and the eyes shed tears because of it. So we said, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is like the admonition of a person who is bidding farewell. So advise us." He said, "I advise you to fear Allah and to listen and obey, even if a slave were to rule over you. Surely he who lives for long from amongst you shall see many differences. You should therefore hold on to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khalifs after me. Hold on firmly to the sunnah. Beware of introducing new matters in Islam. Surely every innovation is a deviation." Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever holds on to my sunnah at the time of the corruption of my ummah shall receive the reward of a martyr." Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "For every deed, there is a courage to do it. And for every courage, there comes a time of disinclination. Whoever feels disinclined and then goes towards my sunnah is surely guided. Whoever feels disinclined and goes towards something other than my sunnah is certainly destroyed." Kathir ibn Abdullah ibn Amr ibn Auf, who narrated from his grandfather, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Bilal ibn al-Harith, "You should know, O Bilal," he asked, "What should I know, O Messenger of Allah?" He said, "You should know that whoever revives a dead sunnah of mine shall receive the reward of all those who practice on it without their rewards being decreased in the least. And whoever innovates a deviated innovation which Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam do not approve of shall receive the sin of all those who practice on it without their sins being decreased in the least." May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of executing and performing good deeds in our life. Ameen. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.